With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Kyiv, killing six people and wounding at least 35, including a pregnant woman.
This was the most severe attack on Kyiv for several weeks. Explosions could be seen and heard across the night sky as Russian missiles and drones competed with the capital's air defenses. The emergency services said many people had been wounded and there were reports of several deaths. Pictures posted on social media showed direct hits on several high-rise apartment blocks. There was also damage caused by falling debris, with reports of fires in buildings across much of the city. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, described it as a massive enemy attack and warned supplies of power and water could be restricted. Public transport was also disrupted.
BBC correspondent James Lansdale reporting. America's most advanced aircraft carrier is expected to reach the waters off Venezuela in the coming days, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The USS Gerald R. Ford is being deployed after the Trump administration said the U.S. is in an armed conflict with drug cartels. It's a major flex of American military power in the region. Since early September, the U.S. military has carried out 19 deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean, killing 76 people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians to Gaza, according to officials at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. The move is part of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement and follows the return of the body of an Israeli hostage, Meni Godard, by Hamas terrorists. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 309 points, the Nasdaq rose 30, the S&P down 3. This is SRN News. Texas will be allowed to ban drag shows, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the state can bar all, quote, sexually oriented performances if they take place in the presence of children. Texas lawmakers are not seeking to outlaw drag shows entirely. They just want to end the practice of kids watching them. State Attorney General Ken Paxton hailed the ruling, saying, quote, I will always work to shield our children from exposure to erotic and inappropriate sexually oriented performances. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of 17 transgender members of the Air Force is suing over what they claim is the military's unlawful revocation of their early retirement pensions and benefits. The lawsuit comes several months after the Air Force confirmed that it would deny all transgender service members who have served less than 2 years the option to retire early and would instead separate them without retirement benefits. SRN News. Doritos and Cheetos are getting a makeover.
PepsiCo says it's launching toned-down versions of its bright orange snacks that won't have any artificial colors or flavors. Doritos and Cheetos Simply NKD will hit store shelves December 1st. It's part of a much broader shift underway at the company that announced in April it would accelerate a planned transition to using natural colors in its foods and beverages. Jason Walker reporting.
Nearly two dozen babies in 13 states have been sickened by a growing outbreak of infantile botulism linked to recalled ByHeart infant formula. The Food and Drug Administration reported 23 cases of confirmed or suspected illness in babies who consume ByHeart formula since August. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.